Hello.
Hey, Daryl, how you doing?
I'm all right.
Daryl, this is Mario giving you a call back. Is this a good time?
Sure.
Okay. I already talked to Horacio. We were on the phone for a bit. He already paid for the service. He's actually said he definitely wants his company on Google, but he says that he wants you to handle everything. I said, okay.
Yeah.
We went online. He was, filling out a document that says he gave us permission to call him and that the credit card was his. Normally, he has to fill that out because he's a cardholder, but he says that I had his permission to allow you to do it.
Okay. All right.
So it's just our terms that say that, he allows us to, well, we're going to call you because he wants me to change all the information over to you. That we are, allowed to call you when we need to, that the credit card information is his, and that the next payment will not be due until, May 21st. And he says, yeah, that's fine. We try to do it. And he almost had it correct, but he kept, doing some misspelling on there. So, he says, you know what? Can you just do it with Daryl? I said, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
All right. So, Daryl, what's your phone number? I'm going to update that on here.
Let's see. What is
it? Can I leave it the same, the 3510?
This is a new phone to me, so I have to look and see what it is. Hold on.
Okay, no worries.
3510. So whatever phone number I give you is the phone number that people will be calling. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes.
All right, hold on a second. Let me see here. Yeah, 287-3510.
Okay, perfect. Bear with me one second here. Right, and then what's your email address, Daryl?
My email address is going to be,
we're not going to list this on Google. It's just to get you those documents over and in case we need pictures and stuff of that nature.
Right. You can't send that to my phone?
No, this would have to come by your email, brother.
4540. A. M. B. F. At Gmail.
Okay, so it's just A as in Adam, M as in Mary, B as in boy at Gmail?
F. There's an S after the B.
Oh, BF, okay. At Gmail.
No, S is in Samuel.
Oh, S as in Sam, I'm sorry.
No problem.
Okay. At Gmail. Okay, you had gave me some numbers in the beginning. I'm sorry, I didn't type those in. What was those numbers?
4540
AMBS at Gmail, okay. All right, there it is. Now I registered as a valid. Okay. All righty. And I'm going to send you the terms that have to be filled in to your email because they all went over to Horacio. So let me change this to you here. Bear with me one second. Are you in your email now?
I can get there.
Okay. All right. I just sent that email that has to be filled out, brother. Let me know if you received it. It's going to say local splash initial invoice. Give it about 30 seconds. I just sent it. Phil's is in processing, so bear with me one second.
Okay.
Okay, it says it shows that it's sent over, brother. Do you mind letting me know if you got it? Oh, wait. No, it says Q. Okay, hold on.
No, one moment.
Okay, now it's showing that you received it.
I got it. I have it.
Okay. So, right there, when you open that up, it's going to say, thank you for, hello, Horacio, thank you for choosing Local Splash. It's going to give them the invoice. Right underneath that, what we're looking for is the little blue words that say, please click here to accept subscription terms. Let me know when you see that.
Yeah. It says blue words?
It's like little, it's the click here are in blue words, are in blue letters. But it says, please click here to accept terms. It's going to be right underneath of the invoice.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on a second. I don't have an invoice. I have something that says access your dashboard.
Okay, right there where it says access your dashboard, you went a little bit too low. It's a little bit higher. It says, please click here to accept subscription terms. A little bit above that.
Yeah, that's not in this email.
Okay, let me see. You might start getting all the emails. When you opened up the email, did it say... Oh, okay. Here, I see what happened. I send you the... okay, hold on. All right. Bear with me 1 second. Send you the wrong email. My apologies. No wonder you're not seeing that one. Okay. All right, if you want to exit back out, I just send the correct one. All right, because it's going to be the invoice. Let me know when you receive it, please. I'll let you know when it goes through.
Wow. All right,
it's processing. Give it a second. Okay, it was sent already. Let me know if you received it.
I have it.
All right. When you open that one up, it's going to say, hello, Horacio, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then right underneath that, what we're looking for is the word to please click here to accept subscription terms.
Hold on.
Take your time. Let me know when you see it so I can walk you through it, brother.
All right. So, I have a big, long document.
Okay, so you clicked on it already. If you clicked on it already, it took you to another spot. Yes, that right on the top it says Local Splash Terms of Experience. What we're looking for is your phone number because Horacio wanted your number registered on Google. So, you see your phone number?
Yep.
Okay, underneath your number, those are the three little boxes that you have to click in. I had already gone through this with Horacio, and he had all these clicked in, but he was having a hard time typing in his name correctly. So if you want to go through those, the boxes that you have to click in, it says that you agree to receive SMS messages sent to your phone number, that Horacio is the authorized cardholder of the card that he provided and all the information was complete, and that the next payment is done automatic on May 21st. So if you want to click, if you click on all those three boxes, once you do that, about three or four lines under, it says signature, your name, and then you have to type in his name, Horacio Romero, with capital. Okay, and then just hit confirm signature.
If hold you on. Can I sit down on hold?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm back.
Yeah. So, okay, I'm looking on here. So what this is going to do, just so you know, Daryl, it's going to give you guys access to the dashboard where you will be able to see how many calls are generated from the Google platform, how many people are clicking on the GBP, the Google Business Profile. And it's also going to lock in the rate at $249 for you guys. So anything that we're able to see on the back end, we're going to give you access to that, Daryl. So
I appreciate that.
Yeah. So once you hit confirm signature, if you did it correctly, it will take you to another page that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash, and it's going to ask you for a username and password.
Yeah, well, I think I'm seeing the problem that Horacio was having.
Okay.
Maybe. Oh, I see, I see. Okay, yeah. You have to turn your phone sideways in order for it to actually see, because I'm on the phone.
You know what? You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
To hit the confirm one.
Yeah, okay. I got it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we were there for like 10 minutes, and he's like, I can't do it.
Yeah. All right, very good. So now it says, welcome to Local Splash. Sign in with your credentials.
Yeah, so don't worry about those. You're going to get those from the IT department tomorrow. They're actually going to give you a call. I told Horacio, he said he wants you to take the call to get everything set up. So what time tomorrow would work best for you where you have about 30 minutes to spare, brother?
Anytime, just have a call.
Okay. I have morning and afternoons. I have...
All right, let's do morning.
Morning, okay. Let me tell you what I have open tomorrow. I have 8 and 9 a.m. available.
Let's do 9.
9 a.m. Okay. Perfect. Okay, brother. It's all set here. You're scheduled for 9 a.m. with our IT and operations team. They're going to be calling you. And then I did add you to the account as an authorized party as well. Horacio is the account holder, and you are an authorized party on the account.
All right, Mario. I appreciate your help.
Okay. Oh, and one thing. Let me let you know the password to the account because you might they might ask you for that. And it's his mother's maiden name, which is Bandida in Spanish. Just
hold
so you
on,
know.
Hold on. Hold on. What's the last name? The maiden name?
The password for the account is Candida. I'll spell that out for you. C as in Charlie. A as in Adam. N as in Nancy. D as in David. I as in Ivan. D as in David. And A as in Adam. Candida. Okay, that's the password for the account.
All right, got it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, brother. Talk to you 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye now.